This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frieda Liu. You're listening to Going Global on Enterprise, where we speak to promising local tech companies about how they became regional and global players. Businesses throughout the world are constantly seeking to improve employee performance and achieve quarterly goals. But anyone in HR will tell you that sometimes conventional or existing performance measures, such as KPIs, financial reports, monthly valuations, and everything else, could be inefficient or outdated. Here to shed light on what they call a revolutionary cloud-based service designed to tackle this problem and improve all aspects of corporate performance management is Anwar Rozan, CEO and Managing Partner of KPI Soft. Before we talk about your company, a little bit about your background before you started this.
Good morning, Frieda. First of all, thank you to you and of course to BFM for inviting me over to talk a little bit about KPI Soft. As to my background, I've been working for quite a long time. I started my career in Shell. I was there for about 13 years, working in the whole range of sales management strategy. I did a stint in the UK for Shell International doing strategy and business consultancy. Then I moved on to local company Proton, and I was there for 6 years, running Proton Cars Australia for 3 years, based in Sydney. And in those experiences, I found that one of the things that is always prevalent at issues are getting performance of people. Mm. And wherever you are, whether you're in the UK, in Australia or in Malaysia, it's getting people to perform and being energized to work. So I decided when I came back here, I learned a little bit about HR. So I joined what was then Hay Group, which is a HR consulting firm, now called Conferry, which has got a lot of thought leaders in HR and organizational structures based in Boston. So I joined them and actually stayed there for 6 years because I found that quite interesting. Mm. Before then, joining Cellcom for about 4 years to do transformation in Cellcom.
I'm trying to work out how old you are now.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Okay, so, and then now KPI Soft itself is about 10 years, and I guess KPI stands for Key Performance Indicators?
That's correct, yes.
So how then, when you started this business, what pain point were you trying to solve?
Okay, I mean the founder is actually a very I guess visionary Malaysian. He's called Ravi Ramamurthy, and he was the one who started KPI Soft in 2008. Mm. And what happened then? He was more or less a strategy consultant. He was going down to organizations, helping them set up strategies, and then translating those strategies into KPIs. And what he found was, it was very difficult to cascade the strategies from the corporate strategy down to the individual levels. So he came up with his own, early version of a software to help him keep pace and to cascade these KPIs down. And one of the things he found that when he finished these consultancies, most of his clients actually asked him to leave behind his software. You know, and so he realized, okay, there's an opportunity here, and there's a need there, and that's when he formed KPI Soft. And now he's sort of accumulated a bunch of subject matter experts, people who are strong in technology, in banking, in development, software development, pulled them all together and created this KPI Soft as it is today.
Okay, so it's obviously, in terms of KPI requirements and all that, that has also changed in the last 10 years, right? Have things become more sophisticated, or are measurements still the same?
Yeah, that's one of the biggest revolution that's gone out. I mean, traditionally, KPIs is something that we set at the beginning of the year and actually more or less forget about it until end of the year when we start to evaluate, mostly trying to figure out how much bonus to give to right. people. You know, so basically it's actually looking backwards or in the past. You know, there's really nothing that we're doing there that could actually improve the company at that point in time. You know, so that was the reality. But now KPIs are very much on the go because it's all about improving the situation now. And therefore you have to be able to see how you're performing against the set targets on if not a quarterly basis, on a monthly basis, and even in some industries on a daily basis. I mean, if you were talking about the stock markets or things like that, you need to do it on a daily basis so that you can identify where are the shortfalls to take remedial action. So the world of KPIs have changed. It's less about reviewing how you've done to pay out bonus and give you a promotion, but more about how do you improve the situation now, pull together a team to rectify the situation and take action so that performance can be better.
All right. And so is your solution available in many countries right now?
Well, we started off actually in Malaysia because Ravi is Malaysia, but now we've actually set up offices in Singapore, in Indonesia, initially regionally, and then we expanded into the US. But that's quite a recent expansion, and we've just opened an office up in Dubai. And very early on, we've seen quite good successes in Dubai, in the Middle East. They're taking on these ideas that KPIsoft is sharing with them quite well.
Yeah? Are most of your clients the bigger companies?
They are. They typically are the enterprises. For instance, in Dubai, it is Smart Dubai. It's sort of the municipal councils, here and in the regional context, a lot of insurance companies are with us. Yeah.
Okay, so when are SMEs your target audience as well?
It's something that we're looking to do in the future, but at the moment, at this quite an early stage of our development, we're looking very much B2B for big companies. But SMEs, we've actually looked at this possibility with SME Corp and to see how we can help the smaller companies set it up. Because in many instances, they need it.
Yes.
But accessibility to cost right systems is hard to get, right. And in fact, one of our recent clients, I won't mention who is a local company, and they're struggling to do KPIs. So even
they're still using spreadsheets.
They're still using spreadsheets, and even then, they themselves are not very clear or very sure or very confident that the KPIs that they've set are right. So what they call us to do the initial stage is review their vision, mission, and also the KPIs that are related to it so that they can achieve the goals that are set. Yeah? So early stage of the intervention, which is an area that I focus on within KPIsoft, is the consultancy and the interventions of initially to help companies move forward. And that's the thing with the Malaysian companies, with Indonesian companies. Some companies are still at that stage. I mean, they've typically set KPIs in the past, but they themselves are not quite confident in achieving those KPIs, especially when it's cascaded down so many different levels, whether it ties in with the corporate results. And that's where KPIsoft comes in.
Right. So, and how does KPIsoft assess an individual client's challenges and needs before providing them, you know, with your cloud-based application? How do you sit down with them and, you know, identify their needs?
Yeah, we spend a lot of time with them. One of the things, one of the strengths of KPIsoft and my unit, which does a lot of consultancy, is that we spend a lot of time doing analytics on the companies, on their cash flow, their financial statements, their mission, visions, how they've tracked in the past, how they've done, and then trying to understand the correlations between individual KPIs, maybe at N-2, N-3 level, and see what is the correlation to them achieving their KPIs to the corporate goals, you know? So we do all those things, and it's done through strategic interviews, done through brainstorming, workshopping with the key members of the individuals, and also people lower down to find out how we can help them. Mm. I mean, important thing about KPIs is not really the KPIs. It is actually creating a culture of performance, and we believe we can do that through high employee engagement. Mm. I mean, even people who are maybe the seventh level down from the CEO understand that the small piece of work that they're doing is actually contributing towards the end goal for the company. Mm. Then they feel a lot more empowered. Mm. You have a very clear line of sight of how their tasks or actions contribute towards the company's betterment.
All right. Your motto is democratizing enterprise performance. Is that what you try to do here?
That's right. I mean, it's a big word, but what it is just to make information, data, performance sort of data and also insights available to all levels of the organizations, and them being able to relate what they're doing and how that is contributing towards the corporate goals.
All right. We'll talk a little bit about the marketing KPI Soft. I'm here with Anwar Rozan, CEO and Managing Partner of KPI Soft. Stay tuned to Going Global and Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Bankers, financiers, and moneymakers. BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Going Global Enterprise. This is Frida Liu. I'm here with Anwar Rozan, CEO and Managing Partner of KPI Soft. KPI Soft basically provides a revolutionary cloud-based service designed to tackle HR challenges and improve all aspects of corporate performance management. You know, one of the things that obviously your business is very B2B, right? So what is the marketing involved?
Well, initially, we all started very much on word of mouth and referrals, yeah, because it is B2B, like in the Malaysian context or in the Indonesia context, where we're also very successful. It's very much targeting the big players, and it's actually quite easy because all you have to do is target the C-suite level people and also at the board level. Once you can steal a bit of their time and showcase what a good KPI system can do for the organizations they bought in. Because what we find is doing this right improve many different aspects of the company. The financials, the engagement levels, the way that you reward people, and how you retain people. So it's an easy sell initially. So word of mouth was how we started. Mm-hmm. But now as we're going and expanding into many geographies, many different areas and many different aspects, then we are relying a lot more on mass marketing, branding, and also online marketing.
Yeah. All right. What about competition? Who are the competitors? You know, and I guess when you put yourself against competitors, what would be your USP?
Competitors are plenty. Yeah? There's traditional competitors who are very, very entrenched in organizations here. People like SAP, people like Oracle, they're all there. Some of them are still on the mainframe sort of solutioning. And then there are newer competitors like Workday and SuccessFactors and so on, Tableau and so on. But what we find is that KPI Soft is very singular in its objective or in its purpose. Mm-hmm. We just focus on performance of company. We don't do the other aspects like the financial sides or the medical claims or whatever. We focus on that and are therefore able to link up our systems to whatever systems that they have to be able to draw out data and analyze them towards giving them a view on performance. One of our other products on top of the performance management is things like business intelligence dashboard. Mm. And where we are moving is towards really achieving, I guess, the seven outcomes of artificial intelligence, mm-hmm. Which is really from the reporting sort of level all the way to predictive and then being able to take action on those things, mm-hmm. and anticipate what are the future issues and also suggest possible actions, So that's where we're going.
Okay, so I was going to ask, what key areas other than that have you seen your software increase performance in business? Is that how you take that company through that stage? Or what other solutions do you have for that?
There's many different solutions, but effectively, it's all about driving performance. Mm-hmm. And the beauty of it now is, whilst traditionally it was a very much laptop based and things like that, now we've got powerful mobile phones, and that's the interface mostly. And what we do is we design our products to be very intuitive, so that people can use it very easily without too much instructions, and they use it as a collaborative tool to gather information, draw teams together, do surveys on each other, assess competencies of people, and then also remind them how far they are behind their targets, and also incentivize them to take action so that they achieve the targets. You know, so we've got products like check-ins, what we call check-ins, task management, reward sort of system to just drive performance. So, so like I said, KPI Soft, we like to see ourselves as helping companies move forward and drive performance by taking the mundane thing about keeping them aware of how they're doing, where the shortfalls are. And in days to come, we can even suggest what are the possible solutions, having tracked previous issues and coming up with alternative solutions so that people can just do the decision-making, decide, take action to move the company forward.
All right. Now, how do you ensure that your service is adaptable to the changes of a business or a company over time?
There's many things. So one, I guess we rely a lot on our techies. They're based in Bangalore. We've got a very big office there. These guys keeps the product and the development of the product up to date. But we spend a lot of time with our clients. And hence, that is one of the reasons why we haven't expanded as fast as we wanted to. We wanted to make sure that clients are very happy with us. Yeah, we exceed the expectations. So we spend a lot of time with clients, understanding their needs, customizing what they want. And this is again, you asked Frida earlier on what our differentiator was. Mm. Unlike the big companies, we actually customize a lot of our solutioning towards the stage of the client. Yeah, not everybody is right. You know, in developed stage company subsidiaries, like you mentioned, SMEs and things like that. And then we monitor their progress. We help them create the culture of holding people accountable and towards achieving high performance.
Right. How was it difficult to convince companies to adopt your cloud-based services, or we're already past that? I mean, you know, people are not fearful of
Well, initially it was. Yeah. If you can think of it, I mean, some of the biggest in the Malaysian context, for instance, the financial institutions at, say, the central bank level is still a little bit slow to adapt cloud. But at the same time, when you think of, say, your Maybank to You or your CIMB Clicks, and all these things are now sort of services that are delivered through the clouds. And what we say is we have to do a lot of education in the early days, but what we say is sometimes on the cloud, the service provider actually takes up a lot more stringent measures to ensure the security is there versus a company that actually is an industry leader in some field, but definitely not cybersecurity, for instance. Right. Yeah. So those were the early challenges. But we are overcoming many of those.
So why have you decided to, you know, work with MDEC on your GAIN program? How has it helped your business?
Well, I think MDEC is a fantastic organization. I mean, in the sense that they help startup companies like us by giving us exposure to the thinking behind growing, scaling up, understand the financial implications, branding. They expose us to networks of CEOs and entrepreneurs. I mean, one of the courses that I've attended, for instance, differentiates the difference between entrepreneur founders and also professional CEOs. Yeah, big difference. Yeah, so sometimes founders of organization actually shouldn't stay to run an organization for too long. Yeah, they should hire professionals to run it. And those are the sort of things that MDEC services. They of course organize. They've organized trips to Silicon Valley, for instance, exposed Malaysian companies to high tech companies over there. Help us understand what they do. So, it's been a good association with MDEC.
All right. So, and what is KPI Soft's focus moving forward?
We are actually aiming to be listed in the New York Stock Exchange, and that should happen by the third quarter of next year. And of course, you may ask, just in case you haven't asked, you may ask why the US? Because I mean, it's still this seen to be as the IT capital of the world, and success in the US would actually, I guess, catalyze KPI saw successes in other countries because it's a big endorsement there.
Right. Okay. And thanks for being with us. All the best with 2019, getting to New York. I've been speaking to Anwar Rozan, the CEO and Managing Partner of KPI Soft. And for more information on the MDEC GAIN program, head on over to their website, mdec.my/gain. Going Global is brought to you by the MDEC GAIN program, Building Global Tech Champions, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.